episode 2856 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search. You are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Monday. It's a fun day. We can make it fun. We can, whatever. And I'll simply say, people hire me for No BS Job Search Coaching and Career Advice globally because I make the process of finding work and succeeding in your new role much easier. And today I've got a show, well, I'm going to do a couple of shows with behavioral interview questions as being the theme. Hope you find this show helpful. This is a great question if you're some version of supervisory role. Doesn't have to be a leader. It can just be a supervisor on staff. And it's a common question that might be asked of you. And I'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell me about a time where you had to give someone difficult feedback and how you managed it. So I want to start by saying, dealing with difficult feedback on an interview is different than how you might do it in real life. And the way I think of it is, on an interview, you'd start off by saying, I want to make sure that you understand that this person was not caught by surprise. They were informed of this consistently as an issue until the point where, at the end of the day, it was necessary to make them have a more difficult conversation. So you talk about anything that you did to prepare for your talk, which covers these points, and you describe the techniques that you used to deliver the feedback constructively and positively. And you talk with the interviewer about what you did to make sure that they understood the feedback, because if they don't understand, they're not going to change the behavior, right? And then explain any follow-ups that you did to make sure the problem was addressed. So like many of the answers to behavioral interview questions, you follow the acronym of SOAR, Situation, Objective, Action, Result. And thus, in dealing with someone who suddenly was coming in chronically late, you had an employee who'd spoken with quietly about their new latenesses, and it had gotten to a point where others were noticing the behavior too, and it was adversely affecting some of the other employees. So you brought them into your office and very calmly said, look, I've spoken with you about this problem a couple of times. What's really going on? Tell me what's going on that's causing this issue. And, up until recently, your punctuality was never in doubt, but now it is. So is there something going on? And then you talk about how, they had a family issue with a caregiver or a kid who was, finding it difficult to get out in the morning, yada, yada, yada. And thus, you're listening and empathizing, but then coming up with joint solutions to try and deal with this problem. So again, follow up with the acronym of SOAR, Situation, Objective, Result. Now that's a little bit different than the STAR acronym, which is Situation, Task, Action, Result. To me, STAR is for when you're relatively junior, because you're going to deal with task more than anything, and versus being in leadership where you're dealing in a more mature setting.